Hey, you want that to go?
And it's time for some takeouts on stories that we're following this week. Forbes magazine has a new rich list out. I'm not on it, surprisingly, but for the first time in 16 years, a non-American sits at the top of the list. Microsoft's Bill Gates has been knocked off his perch by Carlos Slim, a self-made telecom mogul from Mexico who's worth $53.5 million. We should also mention he owns a stake that actually should be billion dollars, I'm sure. We should also mention that he owns a stake in the New York Times Company, which owns our partner, the New York Times. So how did he make his money? Joan Grillo has the answer. He's the Time magazine correspondent, and he joins us from Mexico City. Carlos Slim sounds like a Western movie hero, right? Joan, where did he come from?
Well, yeah, I mean, it surprises lots of people that a Mexican, you know, in a country which still has a lot of poverty, managed to amass this kind of fortune. His story really started about 20 years ago when he bought monopoly on the telephone service, which the government used to run. They privatized, and they sold it to him for what some said was a bit of a bargain price. And there's a bit of controversy around that deal some time ago. Now, from there, he built this rural empire of both fixed phones and then selling the telephones. And some say he's had a bit of too much dominance in that industry, but he's had around the 70, 80% mark on both those markets in Mexico, and then he's used that to expand right across Latin America with phone services.
Isn't it possibly just a coincidence that some of the men in the top of this rich list are often accused of monopoly practices? What has he been done since then? Obviously, he's diversified.
He has diversified. I mean, the core business is still phone services, but he's done very well in moving right across the Latin world. I mean, Mexico itself is a big money earner for telephones. You've got 105 million people here. About 70% of the population have cell phones now. You know, there's a lot of fixed lines and a lot of people doing business around the world. So that's a big market in itself. But also he's moved very aggressively and very well into markets across the world, right across Latin America. So in Central America, in Brazil, in Argentina, in Chile, in Venezuela, all these kind of countries. And also over in Spain as well, he's got a lot of money. So that's still the main core business that he's been making, his big money. He's got all kinds of other business as well, from chains, you know, a very successful restaurant chain, which you can find anywhere in Mexico. That's also owned by him. And as you say, moving into media outlets like the New York Times. And he'd also like to try and move into television and have TV services through his phone. But he's having a bit of trouble with the Mexican laws over that right now.
This is a rich guy in a relatively poor country. People might think that he's kind of a predator.
Some people do make that accusation. He's generally got a reasonably, hasn't been attacked too much in the press down here. And in a lot of ways, he has a lot of friends in the press. But, you know, people still, you know, on the street, people are going to complain, you know, when the minimum wage in this country is about $5 a day. They say, how come is we have, you know, the richest man in the world? But also, he's not the only Mexican billionaire on this list. There's actually 9 Mexicans on the billionaire list in the Forbes this time. And there's some colourful characters there. There's the TV mogul, Azcárraga, who sells his soap operas around the whole world. But also, there's a drug trafficker called Joaquin Chapo Guzman, who Forbes have controversially, for the second year running, placed on the list, saying he's made about $1 billion selling cocaine, marijuana, and crystal meth to the United States.
Okay, Joan Grillo is the correspondent for Time magazine in Mexico City. Thanks, Joan.